Hi, my name is Joe Dreyer, a founding member of the Boston Exit Planning Consortium and a private wealth advisor here at UBS. The BEPC, as we call it, was founded to curate and create timely and pertinent content to help business owners and the professionals that serve them accelerate the value of their business, as well as manage it with a transition in mind. This ensures the best possible outcome when an owner decides to transition their business at some point in the future. In that vein, it's my pleasure to spend a few minutes with a thought leader on this subject, Paul Cronin. Paul is a merger and acquisition advisor at True North Advisors Group and a fellow member of the BEPC as well. So, Paul, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So let's just jump right in, if we would, Paul. So tell me, what holds business owners back from thinking about selling their business, in your opinion?
Well, there are a number of reasons, but some of the key ones really relate to what I called, sort of their underlying fears, right? So, fear of not having enough money, fear of, having an income after they sell, certainly for smaller businesses. For businesses that are much more successful and, owners who are successful, those can be less of an issue, but then it can morph into things like, if I'm a business owner, it's sort of who I am, it's their identity. And so you can get into issues related to, what am I going to do after I sell? Or more importantly, who am I going to be if I'm not a business owner anymore? And those fears can really happen at any point in the whole business transition process. And of course, those of us who also do deal making like me really hope it doesn't happen, 3 days before the closing.
Absolutely. Quick question. So what can, in that vein, what are some ways that owners can counteract those fears about the selling process?
Yeah, well, the first thing is, they've got to be strong enough to admit that they've got them. All right. And so the process that I use, and before I got into, the transaction side of this world, I spent about 10 years doing exit planning, really helping business owners figure out what's next. It became sort of my nickname, the what's next guy. And in that process, first you have to identify what the fear is. Then you have to think through, what is really causing, what are the things that are causing this fear to arise? All right. And then the last piece really relates to, what would I like to think or feel differently, right, to counterbalance that fear? And once somebody sort of goes through that process and they really think about, those are the things that are causing the fear. These are other ways I can think about it. Then it really kind of liberates them so that when that fear arises, they've got a way to counterbalance it and they can move on and not be frozen in indecision.
I love this part of it because a lot of people think about a deal or an exit as a financial transaction. Right. And there's so much more to it. And you're getting down into the nitty gritty when talking about, fears of the selling process and et cetera. I love it. I want to, if I can, I'd love to kind of stay on that subject. What can an advisor share with an owner to help them deal with their concerns and make a better choice than just being stuck?
Yeah, I'd say the first thing is, you got to really show some empathy, right? As an advisor, really try to say, I hear where you're coming from. We've all had different points in our life, different decisions we need to make. You've got a big one, whether to sell the business or whether to accept a particular deal. As you think through that, what's going through your mind? Do you have any concerns around the process or the transition? And really just listen, be a great listener. And if you can do that, more often than not, these thoughts have been swimming around in the owner's head, and no one's really given them the space and the time to really, if you will, think out loud, say these thoughts. And if you have that trusted relationship, it can really deepen your relationship with somebody to talk through that. When they can use that process, here's what the fear, here's what's driving this, here's what's sort of causing the fear. Then they can start actually thinking through, like, what else, what do you want to think about? You know, what would need to change in order for you to not have this fear? All right. You're really walking them through that process, you know, without necessarily turning into a formal coaching session, you know, which is what I do in my side business at the Platinum Years. And if you can do that, you know, you can really help owners break through and get unstuck.
That's excellent. Thank you very much. What resources can an owner seek out to think more deeply about their business transition? And just as importantly, what life is like after they leave the business? Do you have any of those?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, obviously we're building that through the Boston Exit Planning Consortium, the BEPC. So hopefully, you know, the people will be using this place for that, our website and such. But, you know, in my side business, which is called the Platinum Years, we've got all sorts of resources in there. You know, there's some downloads, there's blogs, there's some, online programs you can buy and just sort of walk through questionnaires and so forth. And then I've got a formal coaching process. I don't want to turn this into an infomercial. So, you know, besides me, the other thing you can think about if you really want to understand transition is to read the book called Transitions by William Bridges. And it's a short book. He wrote it many years ago, but it really walks through the fundamentals of, you know, if you're going through a transition, there's the three things. There's the ending, and there's going to be this beginning, the in-between time. That's where people get stuck. That's sort of that transition zone where they're not sure and the fears are there. But if people are willing to work through those, all right, then they can define what that new beginning is. So those are a couple of things. I mean, there's lots of stuff in this space if you want to dig into it, but here's a few.
Thanks again. You know, I'll just share one little story of an experience that I had with a client who sold the business. Now, I wasn't there for prior, but I was introduced when the client sold the business. And which by the way, is a mistake that I think a lot of people do, is they don't talk to a financial advisor prior to the deal happening. You know, they wait too long and they miss out on some opportunities. But that aside, it was interesting because I had a client who sold their business and went into sort of a depression, not sort of, a depression, right? Because their association, their feeling of self-worth was associated with their business. And now they had this money, but they didn't have the business. And it was a really dark time. So, you know, like you just mentioned in that book called Transitions, it's that second phase. It's between the end and the new beginning that is really dangerous if you don't plan for it. Well, I've talked about a negative experience, but do you have any quick success stories for us, Paul?
Yeah, it's great. So, I had a situation one time, actually, when a client was referred to me. And actually, you know, this person had agreed to bring the business to market. It was the right time. You know, the business was ready. The market was ready. The problem was he wasn't personally ready, right? So it's got to be the three elements of readiness, all right, for a business owner to exit properly. So the transition advisor, the M&A advisor for this, got frustrated, and he reached out to a contact and said, "Hey, do you know anyone who can help this business owner get unstuck?" And that person said, "Oh, you got to call Paul Crown," and he said, "What's the next guy?" So I worked things out with the M&A advisor and just say, "Okay, listen, I do some transaction work, but I'm not going to steer your client." He was happy with that. And then when I worked through with the client, what I really found is, you know, change was the thing that was keeping him frozen. And when I showed him what I call, you know, a framework for purposeful living, like how they want to live their life moving forward and the different things they can do and how they make decisions, you know, it's a structural process. And what that person, when they came through the end of the process, you know, they not only wanted to get the business sold, but they were actually working on their next life and developing new plans and already starting the new ideas that they had developed with me, you know, as part of their planning process. So it was really a great win for everybody.
And a good one for the what's next guy, huh?
Indeed.
I love that nickname. I love that. Well, Paul, thank you very much. I do want to keep this brief. I really appreciate you coming in and spending some time with us this morning, and hopefully others got a lot out of it. But thank you for sharing your thoughts and for all the great work you do for the Boston Exit Planning Consortium.
Thanks, Joe. It's been a great pleasure.
My pleasure. Hopefully you listeners have found today's discussion of interest. You can find other podcasts with subject matter experts like Paul and curated white papers, all for business owners, at www.bostonexitplanning.org. Thanks for listening and have a great day.